and my fiancé, firefighter and former detective, Sergio Big Daddy Villanueva. You are so much to so many people, and our families and friends love and miss you every day. I carry you, I carry your heart in my heart, and I laugh, love, and celebrate life for you.
This is Alicia Zuckerman. I'm in the WLRN studios with Tanya Villanueva Tepper. Tanya's featured in the new documentary, Rebirth. The film follows the stories of five people whose lives were changed by the September 11th terrorist attacks. The film airs on Showtime this Sunday on the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about your involvement in this film. How was your life affected by September 11th?
My fiancé, Sergio Villanueva, was a firefighter that answered the call from his firehouse, Ladder 132 in Brooklyn. And he was one of the 343 firefighters that didn't come home that day. Initially, my motivation for doing the documentary was obviously to share Sergio's story and for people to get a really personal connection to September 11th. And it was a couple of weeks after Sergio's memorial service, and I was very much in a space of very deep grief. And it was very important for me to make sure that no one forgot the victims. And the scope of the project initially, you know, they weren't sure how long it was going to take, but they were anticipating 10 years, a 10-year commitment.
Just to let listeners know, the process entailed you doing interviews every year?
Basically, we started right around the first anniversary, and then every anniversary after that until March 2009.
When I first heard your last name, you have two last names, Villanueva and Tepper, I thought that Villanueva was your maiden name, but in the film there's footage of you reading Sergio's name at Ground Zero, and I realized that that's his last name.
Yes. When we got engaged and I was contemplating, am I going to be Bejaza, which is my maiden name, Bejaza-Villanueva, he was like, no, you're going to be Villanueva. And after September 11th happened, I wanted to do something to honor that. Some of my other friends who had lost, you know, they became friends after the fact, who had lost their fiancés or significant others, they had gotten tattoos. And so I dropped Bejaza. And then when I met Ray and we got married in 2006, I still kept Villanueva because I just feel like that's part of who I am. And so I'm Villanueva Tepper.
You moved to Miami how long after September 11th?
A friend and I, we bought a condo in October 2002.
In the film, there's this great footage of you on your motorcycle, driving your motorcycle over the MacArthur Causeway with the cruise ships in the background and your hair. I think you have a braid, you're like black
two
braid.
Two braids and a bandana.
Blowing in the wind.
Pretty much November, I closed on the apartment in Miami, and then I just started going every month. The apartment has become affectionately known as the sanctuary. In my cell phone, it's listed under sanctuary. And on my keychains, it's sanctuary. It was very much that. Just the sunshine, the water, the vastness of everything was just a very good place for me to be.
So. Does Miami still feel like a sanctuary to you?
I have a lot of peace here. It's home. It's where my girls are. It's where Ray and I have built a really beautiful life.
You mentioned Ray, your husband. And there's a part of the film when you talk about how hard it was when he asked you to marry him.
And what came out of my mouth was, I miss my other ring. Like, I just was freaked out. I was so freaked out. I was like, I miss my other ring. And he said, well, go, put it on. He said, I would never take that away from you.
So one of the things that struck me about that scene in the film, which is that interview took place 4 years after September 11th, that was the first time we see you smile.
I didn't even realize that, and you're making me cry. He's amazing. I'm so lucky. He really is.
In the film, you talk about being afraid to show people that you're happy. Is that still true?
I have to say now, there is a little bit of that still, and I know it's crazy, you know, but even with the film, there's part of me that's hoping that Sergio's story is not getting lost in it, you know, that it's not just about my healing, you know. I don't want people to forget, you know, and I think that's something that I'll probably always carry, you know, and there was the guilt of, you know, if I'm allowing life to come in, does that mean I have to let that old life go, you know? And then I realized over time that, you know, just because that now I'm Ray's wife, it doesn't mean that I stopped being Sergio's fiance. It was adding to my life story.
The fact that it's called Rebirth kind of gives you a sense of the trajectory of the film. Do you feel like it's an accurate name for this film and an accurate name for this experience?
For me personally, I am somebody completely different than who I was on September 11th. But then again, I still have some of the core things about me I've carried forward. So hard. That's a hard question.
Where will you be this Sunday?
I'm definitely going down to the memorial because I want to see it. It's the official day that it's going to open.
In New York.
I envision still, I think for the rest of my life, that I'll be going down there every year. I'll also probably go to the firehouse. And then Sunday night, I'll do what we do every year, and that's gather with mine and Sergio's closest friends and family, and we have a delicious Argentinian dinner at our favorite restaurant, and we drink sangria, and we remember, and we celebrate his life. And just be together with the people who loved him the most.
What do you want people to know about Sergio?
Sergio was someone who loved life. And he really took nothing for granted. He was just an extraordinary human being. And I think, if anything, you know, he taught so many of us, you know, that life is so uncertain, and, you know, just grab it and find joy and love and laughter, and that's who he was, you know. And he was a hero. And then he'll never be forgotten.
I've been speaking with Tania Villanueva Tepper, who lost her fiancé Sergio in the World Trade Center on September 11th. Tanya's one of five people featured in the new documentary, Rebirth, directed by Jim Whittaker, and the musical score is by Philip Glass. The film airs this Sunday, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, on Showtime TV. Tania, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you for having me.
You can find out more about the film and about the nonprofit organization devoted to supporting first responders at projectrebirth.org. For WLRN, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.